Welcome to the Mastering B2B Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus McDonald. Enjoy the show. Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Jesus McDonald here. I am doing something a little different and something I don't do often, which is repurposing podcast episode. I'm repurposing this one podcast episode because about WordPress versus Webflow. I posted it. When did I publish this? I think I published this episode last year. It doesn't seem like too long ago. Maybe it was in December or November. I don't know right off the top of my head. But I'm still getting questions about this. And it's funny because I thought, hey, I post on LinkedIn about why WordPress is better than Webflow. I posted text only. I've posted videos about this on LinkedIn. I've repurposed my video on LinkedIn. And we've also published YouTube videos about why WordPress is better than Webflow. And we did a podcast episode about this last year. And I've also mentioned it in Slack communities like Pavilion, RevGenius, DGMG, which has now changed their name to, Dave Gearhart changed the name to Exit 5. By the way, if you're part of any of those, side rant here, if you're part of any of those private communities, Exit 5, formerly as named as DGMG, Pavilion, or RevGenius, reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm also a member of those communities. Would love to build new relationships. But going back now, I've posted even in the Slack communities about, you know, Pavilion and RevGenius specifically about me breaking down why WordPress is better than Webflow. And I've had a handful of people reach out to me through the Pavilion and RevGenius Slack. Hey, I would love to see that video. Because I just threw it out there. It's like, hey, I'm getting these questions. People want to know what the difference is between WordPress and Webflow, and is WordPress better or is Webflow better? So I broke it down on video, published it across different platforms. And I thought that that would be enough, but it's interesting because I still see questions about this WordPress versus Webflow on these private Slack communities on LinkedIn. I have people tagging me to provide my two cents, and I'm like, oh, I already talked about this. So I provide them the YouTube link so they can watch the video. But I'm repurposing this episode because, and I'm not talking about, hey, this is just like three or four, maybe even five people that are reaching out about this. Like, it's more than five. I don't know how much, but it's more than five, maybe 12. And they're reaching out. They're B2B marketers, executives. And I'm like, okay, maybe it wasn't the right time for them to be on LinkedIn. And they didn't see my content. And it just reminds me how important it is to repurpose your content. Even if you think you've repurposed the heck out of it, it's still important to repurpose your content. So this is a repurposed podcast episode. And if you've heard this one already, awesome. You know, maybe if you listen to it again, you might see some different insights or different value from it. I always do that when I listen to a podcast for a second time, as long as it's not long. I hear things differently and see things differently. And if this is your first time, hope you get value from this. And please, please, please share this podcast episode with someone who needs to listen to it and understand why WordPress is better than Webflow. Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. Let's dig into this. So I received a few questions from B2B marketers about why I choose WordPress over Webflow. And what do I think about the two platforms and which one is better? So I thought it'd be great to share my thoughts with you guys. First off, I am biased because I run a WordPress website development company. So for you first-time listeners, I want you guys to know that right off the bat. If you're watching this video on our YouTube channel, one, thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe now. And now you know I'm biased. At the same time, though, there are some things that are concerning to me about Webflow that you should seriously consider. So let's dive right into this topic. So here's why I choose WordPress over Webflow on any given day. I think it's unfair to compare the two platforms because it really depends on what you're building. Webflow is a site builder. I'm going to say that again because it's extremely important. Webflow is a site builder, but is more limited to content management. When built right, WordPress has the scalability, has the security, has the performance that makes it the most popular content management system in the world. So to me, Webflow is a great platform for small businesses that only need a few pages and not much traffic. But then again, if you're a marketing and you think about businesses, I mean, which marketer is not trying to increase their website traffic? Which business doesn't want more website traffic? So that's something to definitely consider. I've also been seeing that Webflow is being called the alternative to WordPress, which is not true. It's all marketing and a way to hook you. If that statement was true, then Webflow wouldn't offer a plugin to integrate with WordPress. Think about that for a minute. Okay, your minute's over. That was a quick minute. I wasn't really going to just let you guys sit for a minute. Now, don't get me wrong. Webflow is beautiful. What you see is what you get, okay? They aren't a content management system platform, but instead a website builder. That's why I was emphasizing that at the beginning. And that's really important. So the real comparison is page builder versus page builder. Webflow versus Elementor. Webflow versus Oxygen. Webflow versus Divi. That's the real comparison. And in my opinion, WordPress with Oxygen wins because of speed, because of performance, all of that. WordPress is superior when it comes to scalability and performance. Using open source software has many more benefits than using a proprietary application. That's also important to know. Now, let's talk in terms of capabilities. Any website built by Webflow can be built with WordPress. But not every website built by WordPress can be built by Webflow. That's also something to consider and extremely important to know. So this makes WordPress a better solution if a website is complex and a medium-sized website or has the potential to scale. Again, who is not trying to think about scaling? It makes no freaking sense. Now, as I mentioned, I'm biased because I run a WordPress website development company. And as a WordPress website development company, we have a system in place. We have premium plugins and a modern website builder. No bloating. We have clean code that helps us to clone, maintain, or build a website easily. In Webflow, you have to start all over on every project. That means more development time on something that should be simple. Using WordPress, there are no limitations on the number of leads you can get. In Webflow, they limit you and you have to pay extra for additional traffic
or space for additional content. Going back to my thought on that, who isn't trying to scale? So that makes development and maintenance costs add up real quick. And that's another thing to seriously consider. So right now it's like the shiny object syndrome, Webflow. But you got to think about, what am I building long-term? And is this a solid platform if I'm trying to scale? The only two website platforms that I hear the most about in the B2B space and are the most popular are HubSpot, COS, and WordPress CMS. So HubSpot and WordPress, that speaks for itself. And I wouldn't waste any time on any other platform. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. As a reminder, don't forget to subscribe. You can also listen to our podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Mastering B2B Marketing Podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts in the review section. It will mean a lot to me. And lastly, make it a great day.